The Bush administration is committed to deploying a missile defense system by late next year, and so to meet that deadline, it is proposing in its federal budget plan to exempt the missile defense system from operational testing. Defense Secretary Rumsfeld told the Senate Armed Services Committee recently that it's not a good idea to delay deployment until, in his words, you have everything perfect. Dean Wilkening is director of the science program at the Center for International Security and Cooperation at Stanford University. Dr. Wilkening, can you first translate this phrase, operational testing? What does that mean in the language of weapon systems?
Well, every major weapon system goes through a series of tests in the research and development phase, where you assemble a number of the different prototypes, the radars, the missile interceptors, et cetera, and you test it all together. But the final phase, according to the law, the final phase before one goes into full-scale production and deployment of a system is a series of tests where you're using the actual equipment that's going to be deployed and not some prior prototype.
Well, does it make sense to forego tests and proceed to actual production line systems with a weapon whose efficacy has been questioned by critics?
Yeah, I don't think so at all. There are a number of reasons why people will want to forego these tests. For one, they're very expensive. The National Missile Defense Test cost $100 million for each test. And so it's understandable that planners would want to save money by skipping a number of these tests and go straight to deployment. But I think that would be catastrophic because then we would be fielding advanced military systems with very little understanding of how well they will behave in a real battle environment.
Now, when he answered the complaints of some Democratic senators, Secretary Rumsfeld cited the example of the Predator unmanned aircraft as a weapon system that he says was deployed before it was operationally tested. I gather it was tested later, but is he right that there have been some loopholes here?
Well, I think it's okay to allow certain systems to be used in an emergency, even if they have not gone through full-scale testing, if you believe it might be useful. But you can do that without exempting systems as a matter of law from this kind of testing.
Can one make the argument that the operational testing of an anti-missile system is by definition going to be more a theoretical matter than the operational testing of, say, an anti-tank missile? You take the anti-tank missile out, you fire it at a number of tanks, and you see what it does to armor. But no one can really replicate the actual wartime conditions in which an anti-missile defense would be used. So one could argue, no, that any operational testing is sort of fake.
Yeah, that's a good point, actually. This is a hotly debated issue. My own view is that for missile defenses, one can make those tests fairly realistic. The ones that we have seen so far, the eight tests that have occurred so far with the National Missile Defense System, have not been particularly realistic, and that's okay. We're in the early stages of testing this complex system, and so one wouldn't expect the kinds of targets that the interceptor flies against to be the most sophisticated and complicated for the system to handle. You start out with simple targets, and then you slowly make them more sophisticated. So I think that it's possible, and I hope eventually the system is tested against realistic targets under fairly realistic circumstances so that one has some confidence that the system will actually work reasonably well in the event of an actual hostile missile attack against the United States.
Well, Dr. Wilkening, thank you very much for talking
with
us.
All right, you're welcome.
Dean Wilkening, who is director of the science program at the Center for International Security and Cooperation at Stanford University.